News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The reason I'm adjusting my mustache is because we've hit the target and I'm wearing my first costume of the morning. Thank you very much, I think, to those who have donated to makeawish.ie. Donate the current outfit. For those of you, sorry, I'm getting hair. For those of you listening in black and white, I think I have a sort of an Ian Botham circa 1984 look. It's a blonde perm and a mustache. Now, the mustache is giving me some problems because the double-sided sticky tape only applies on one side. So it's at a somewhat rakish angle, but I will get through this. With me is Richard Guiney, the chief executive of Dublin Town. Richard, let me start with apologies for my current appearance. I hope you can put it aside.
It's totally 1979, I think, yeah.
Thanks very much. I may stay with it. So the reason Richard is with us is because this week global urban experts are coming to Dublin to discuss city development challenges. Undoubtedly, Richard, people will hear that and think there is a fair irony to Dublin being the epicentre of discussions about good urban development.
Well, actually, do you know, the problems that Dublin is experiencing are actually international. So we've been involved with the Association of Town City Management now for about 13, 14 years. The International Downtown Association is obviously the international body. It's kind of interesting. A lot of the same issues, vacancy, reduction in retail trade. What are we going to do with the space that becomes available? The balance between residential and commercial, transport access, sustainability. They're the challenges that are international. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to learn from our international peers. We will be talking about things like the Taoiseach's Task Force, the work that's going on in Dublin, College Green, sustainability, and the progress that we're making and the ideas that we have.
Now,
and it'd be great
to
get the feedback.
When you talk about international peers, if you are a peer city, like, let's imagine, an American city or like a Milton Keynes, where you're starting from green field, I assume the challenges are much less than if you're a legacy medieval city where changes are very difficult to make.
Yeah, you're right. If you're in a grid system, it's a lot easier to make the kind of adjustments that we all want to see. But, having said that, we will have some European cities. We'll have people from Sweden. We'll have people from Germany, etc. Some of the challenges are definitely, the same, in terms of access, reducing traffic, vehicle flows, all of those kind of things. So, and it would also, I think, be very interesting to get the views of 50 or 60 of the world's top urbanists on what we're doing. And they, I've attended a few of these in the past and they do give very honest feedback. So, I'm looking forward to getting that as well.
You mentioned the Dublin City Centre Task Force. Some of that had very wide-ranging, very interesting aspirations about what might be done with Dublin. It's hard off the top of my head to think of any of them that have come to fruition. Is there any progress?
There is not as much as we'd like to see. I think, we certainly want to see better funding via the government for the efforts. But Dublin City Council are progressing. They've got their city coordination office. They're looking at two streets, North Frederick Street and Middle Abbey Street, as pilots in terms of living over the shop and looking at what needs to be done. The OPW are progressing with their towards consultation on the GPO, which will be obviously transformational for the O'Connell Street area. I think one of the big challenges that we have in the city is that we need to look at new uses. The world has changed, and the Gen Z folks they just think totally differently. So we can't design a city for their grandparents. We have to design a city for them, and we need to engage with them.
Richard, I note that during our discussion you have made slightly less eye contact than you normally would. Are you finding it difficult to look at me in my current appearance?
I tell you, I want a wig just like that.
You can have this one. Richard, thank you very much. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.